Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's Great Expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great Expectations. Charles Millett,
yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great Expectations.
So this will work for everybody. Look at your neighbor and say, it'll work for everybody on my road. So we got to remind ourselves, y'all, from time to time. From time to time, we got to remind ourselves that we actually have the ability to actually drop our anchor. What do you mean? That we can turn everything over to God. We have the power to actually do that. And then God says to us in the scripture, this is the reason why you want to do it, because I'm the one that holds everything together. So no matter what's happening in your life, if you're tied to me, whatever is trying to pull you away, distract you, divert you, control you, cause you to just totally drift and be counterproductive to the plan of God in your life. He said, I am that solid anchor that actually holds your life together. And all of us, we have the ability to drop our anchor for ourselves. And sometimes you don't feel like you can do it. But we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. I've talked to people about doing things in their life, and they'll talk to me and they'll be sharing, they'll ask for advice. See, the only thing about asking for advice is you got to prepare yourself, because you just might get an answer. Are you listening to me? And you don't need advice just to agree with what you already want to do. Because if that's the case, you don't really need it, because you already know what you want to do. The Bible says in the multitude of counsel, there's safety. So if you ask a question, you just might get a response. But sometimes people are asking me and they talk to me about different things, and they'll ask me something, and then I'll give them what to do. And then they'll look back and say, well, I don't know if I can do that. Well, it's just like going to God, and you talk to God about somebody in your life that you're concerned about, and then God starts talking to you about what he wants you to do. You're like, well, I don't know if I can do that, Lord. Well, I'm really not the one that I didn't cause the problem. And the Lord says, no, you didn't cause it, but, you know, I want you to be a part of the solution. Oh, I don't know if I, well, go back and apologize. I don't know. Well, you totally want to be debt free. Well, let's have your credit cards. Well, now I don't know about that. You really, really want him or her to take you serious about wanting to be married, then there are a couple of things you gotta stop giving. Lord, I don't know about that. But everybody in here needs to know you can. According to what Paul is saying, you can have an anchor for your life. Remember what he said. It's what God put in place, what I gave you. It's what God put in place to keep you from drifting away. And it always gives support when it's needed, okay? But I know that there's something I want y'all to know that you can do. Every one of us, you can put your hope in God. Are you listening to me? Every one of y'all can pray. Every one of us can trust him. Every one of us can worship him. All of us can choose to go to church. We can choose to connect with God's family. We can choose to connect with God's plan. We can choose to connect with the community of God. There are a lot of things that you can't do, but let's talk about what we know you can do. Why would I want to do these things, Bishop? Because they are an anchor. And God says, when you do these things with him, it's what I put in place to make sure that you don't drift away. So I prepare to get better with the direction that I get from the word of God. You're getting direction. You're hearing from God even on tonight. And God is giving you what you need, because you won't be able to sit in the house of God 24/7. And you got things that'll just come at you on your path, on your journey. Things that you didn't even order. You didn't even anticipate. Stuff will walk right up to your house and knock on your door. And you got to have something that keeps you when you deal and walk through your challenges in life. Is this helping anybody tonight? So I want to point out just these anchor verses in the Word of God. And these are anchor verses that will help all of us, y'all, because honestly, we really got to stay tuned into God and not be diverted. Okay, we really got to. And one of the things that can cause us to really drift away is what I do with that? Yeah, man, praise the Lord. I felt powerless with you within your hands. Me and Pastor Patty have a powerful relationship. And sometimes our power is exerted by who has a remote control. And sometimes, you know, we find ourselves, there is a natural understanding. If I have it, then you don't reach for it. It's just silently understood over time. And if she has it, I don't reach for it. But if anybody blink, open game, man down. If you blink one time, we see the blink, blink ministry, remote control snatcher. But if I blink and she grab it, and I wake up, if I went to sleep with it in my hands, it's understood that I get to reach for it back. Unless the person says, I was watching that. So we didn't get that way right away. It took time. It took time. Look at your neighbor and say, it's called shared power. Shared power. But anyway, y'all, we really got to be tuned into God. Okay? Really got to be tuned into God, and we got to be tuned into God with our conversation and with the choices that we actually make. So now, with that, I want to ask you a question or two. Number one, are you tuned in to the God that holds all things together? We read in Colossians, and Paul told us all about God, what he is, how he is, and what he needs to do, and it all sounds good. But then Paul comes back and says, now, don't duck this. Don't dodge that. Don't run from that. Don't divert that. He says, now, don't be a person that don't keep this going in your life. So are we really in tune to God, or the God that really holds all things together? Are we really? That's a good question. And I want us to think about it for just a moment. Okay? Number two. Who has a remote control for your life? Okay? So if I'm really tuned into God, it's like I'm giving God full control over my life. Everything is anchored in him. All right? And that's how it should be. Look at your neighbor and say, that's really how it should be. But a lot of time we like to hold the remote control in our hand so we can be singing, I got the power. I got the power. It feels good every once in a while when Pastor Patty have it and I get it. And I imagine it feels good to her once in a while when she gets it. But we don't let it tear up what we got. And that's how it is God works. God knows every once in a while you want to be reaching and being in control. But God don't let you get but so far away. Turn that back over. Give it up. You're getting ready to bump your head. And what God does is try to get you to a place to where you accept the fact that you don't have to control. You don't even want it when it comes to him. Because he's got everything is in him. Everything is coming out of him. He knows what's best for your life. So God wants us to get comfortable with that. But every once in a while, y'all, It can be a little different. Now, what are some of the things we can do with this remote control? I'm going to tell you what I like about it. How many of y'all like TV? Okay. Why you got a remote control? TV. Occasionally. What I like about it is I like the channel surfing. Me and Patty surf differently. Okay. And she gets more frustrated at how I surf than I get frustrated at her. She goes to the guide and pulls up all of the list of everything that's there so she can see the laundry list. I don't like to do it like that. I like to sample. So I go one channel at a time, and it gets under her skin. And she's like, why are you, it's taking too long for you to find out what's on TV. And I try to explain to her, I watch TV by looking at what's on there. Sometimes, not by just the name of the picture. Patty is the opposite. She go look at the name of the picture and what the movie is about, and from there she makes her decision. I totally respect that. I honor that. But me, I turn and I see a little dog on there that's sad. I say, leave it right there. Really? I don't need all of the information. If I see it and Miriam, it grabs me like, leave it right there. And she said, you don't even know what it is. I say, but Patty, it's a war story. Something good going to happen. I can already tell. And then, I mean, y'all, I can look at a picture. And I mean, in 30 seconds, if it's sad, I put myself right in that place. I go right there. And before you know it, she look over at me and she say, oh, my God, are you crying? She said, you cry over everything. And I said, Patty, you know, how do you do that? I said, I put myself right there with the people and I just make the connection. And the reason I don't like the way she surfs is I don't get a chance to feel nothing. I don't get a chance to feel anything. She hops too quick. No time to cry. No time to tear or swell. No, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right. So anyway, but what I was trying to say is what I like about it is that the remote is designed to take me up and down where I can see the channels backwards and forward. That's what it's designed to do. Okay. So let's imagine for just a moment you just live in life. You're going through life. You're anchored in God, doing the things that God wants you to do. Different things are showing up in your life. And the different stuff that hits your life that you have to deal with that I'm listing and asking you, what if these things are like channels in your life? So you're going through life to net, and all of a sudden you hit some relationship stuff. So now that's a channel in your life. Then you're dealing with stuff with your money now. Finances, that's another channel. Identity. And then you got spiritual. So all the different stuff that comes up in your life, where do you put it? Where is it? Well, I keep mine in the closet. Well, mine in the trunk. Mine in the bed. But just think about it for just a moment. Where do you put the stuff that shows up while you living and doing life? I don't know everywhere you put it, but let me submit this to you with this remote control piece in your anchor. What if all of the stuff in your life is a channel? So you got your relationship channel. You got your finance channel. You got your identity channel, you know, with your attitude, your character, and how you carry yourself, how you want to be and all that. Then you got your spiritual channel where you process your life with God and what you want to do and how you handle all that. So let's imagine that all of those different things that keep popping up in your life or in your life, right? Let's imagine that they're channels. And when I'm at home and I'm using the remote control, wherever I go, I only am exposed to what my cable provider has at the home base. So if it's 50 different stations on there, I can go through all 50, but I never am going to get anything other than what they got programmed in those 50 slots. Are you listening to me? So really, they're impacting how much I get to see. Because whatever I push, it's limited to whatever they got in the inventory. So imagine you got these things happening in your life, okay? And let's say, let's look at your relationships for a moment. And what if the relationships, that's a challenge in your life, and you take the remote control and you turn it over to the person you got the relationship with, okay? Now, really, you really should be anchored in God with your relationships. But if you take that part of your life and turn it over to somebody else that's got the remote control, they get to tell you when to go forward, when to go backward. They tell you when to fast forward. They can tell you when to stop. And then all of a sudden, they push play, and you play. Imagine that. Now, you know how your life ought to be. Now, the Lord says, don't run away from it. Now, y'all, he said, y'all know how y'all used to be. Y'all used to give me trouble all the time. Every time I turn around, I was dealing with something with y'all. But now that your life is in me, don't run away from that. Don't stray away from that now. But if you take your relationship and turn the power of your relationships over to somebody other than God, now you put the power in the hands of that individual to determine what you do in your relationships, as opposed to it really being where it should be. Your relationship should be anchored in God. Same thing with your finance, your identity, and your spiritual life. Now think about that for just a moment. Now that's why I say, who's really controlling your life? Who has the control of your life? Think about it. Say, Bishop, praise God. This is a good way to think about it. Yes, it is. Anchored. Because sometimes, y'all, this is just a few things. But what is it in your life right now that is on your mind or in your life while you're sitting in here listening to me tonight that you're dealing with, that nobody on your row knows you're dealing with, but you know you're dealing with and you have been dealing with? And then the question becomes, who has control over that? And it doesn't make you a bad person, but what possibly could be happening is you could be a great person serving God, but you've turned the control over certain parts of your life to somebody else, and whatever they're telling you to do and however they move, that's what's happening with you, as opposed to saying, you know what? I'm not going to move. I'm not going to deviate. No matter who's in my life, no matter what I've got going on, God says everything in my life should go through him. Every once in a while, Pastor Patty and I in the house, the remote controls, Deacon Grant, look similar. So sometimes the one in the bedroom, we might carry it in the kitchen, or the one in the living room, we might carry it in the bedroom. And since they look so much alike, sometimes we go to change the TV, but the remote doesn't work. They look alike, but they don't work. And I'm like, Patty, what did you change on here? It's not working. And she comes in, hey, that's not the one for that one. It goes, oh, yeah, well, where's that? So we go get the, because every once in a while we carry them around and we actually use, in other words, but there is a universal remote that you can get, that you can program, and it'll control all the TVs in my house. But we didn't see the need to do that. Ain't no girls, that just me and her, between two of us, we good. But there's a universal control, remote control, that you can get that will control all of the televisions. You can program it to do that. And so what God is saying, what we looked at in Colossians chapter 1, 15 through 23, God says, I am the universal controller in every area of your life. All your relationships, all your finances, everything about your identity, your spirituality, every area of your life, your business, your education. God says, I am the universal controller, and everything in your life should go through me. If everything don't go through me, then you created something that can cause you to drift away. I am the anchor that holds everything together. So you can't get so upset and so bent out of shape until you drift away from what really holds you totally together. God says, your relationship should go through me. Why do you think I put so much in the Bible about relationships? Because I knew you were going to have them. Why do you think I talk in the Bible about finances? Because I know you were going to need it. Why do you think I talk about your purpose and your identity and who you are and what you're called to do? Why do you think I put that in the Bible? Because I knew it. Why do you think I talk so much about your relationship with me? Because I knew it. And God is giving us, or has made available to us, a universal remote control for every area of your life. And it's right here. It's right here. If anything or anybody else has your control for whatever channel you're dealing with. Now, I know I just asked you to consider it this way to help us understand it and get a picture of it. Let's say all of the different stuff you're dealing with is channels in your life. Who's doing the controlling? And God said, you're going to have stuff everywhere. He said, but listen, if everything is programmed to go through this book, everything you'll ever need is right here. You'll never have to worry about drifting away. You might drift, but this is an anchor for your soul that when you start drifting, you'll never get but so far away. Because this word is a seed. Just like your children that you're wrestling with, and sometimes you're wondering, why in the world? And it seemed like, or the person you care about, or the person that brought up in church and know God, how can they? And God says, listen, you don't give that remote control over to the child. Because the child will have you thinking that the seed of the righteous is not going to be delivered. This is your anchor right here. This is what controls everything. This is what God has made available. And if you go back to Colossians chapter 1 and 15 and 23, let's look right this real quick again. Go take me back to there. And look at what he's saying. Look what he says, y'all. He says, look at the Son. If you see Jesus, you're going to see God. Sometimes he cannot even be seen, but if you see what Jesus is doing in your life, you see God. We look at this Son and we see God's original purpose in everything created. Where do we get to see him at? We can see him so clear. All right. Look at 16 again, right quick. He says, notice everything, y'all, absolutely everything, everything above the ground, everything below, everything you see, everything that's invisible. He said rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him and it finds its purpose in him. This is who we want to be in control. Next verse again, real quick, 17. He was there before any of it came into existence. He's the universal remote control for all of our lives. And notice, y'all, and holds it all together up until this very moment in the house of God tonight. Whatever you got going on in your life, he is still the one that holds everything in your life together up to this very moment. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you've been through, he's still the one to this moment that holds it, holds your life together. 18, real quick. Thank you, Jesus. And when it comes to the, Lord, this is what blessed me. This is why I wanted to teach and minister this. When I saw this in the message, it wasn't like that in the King James Version, but the message and breaks it down. When he said, Bishop, when it comes to the church, you don't hold it together. Because sometimes we can drift with the things that we're responsible for in our life, and we can begin to give the very thing that we are responsible for control over your life. When it comes to the church, he organizes. And guess what he does, y'all? The Lord told me, I ain't got to try to hold you together. He holds you. Lord have mercy. Like a head holds the body. Look at y'all. He's supreme in what? And what else? In the what? In leading the resurrection parade, and he what? What he started, he's still in charge in the end. From beginning to end, guess where God is at? He's right there. Towering over what? Everything and everyone. God's got it. Who in the world wouldn't want an anchor like that? Who wouldn't want some someone controlling their life that has this kind of power. If anybody's going to be controlling my life and got the remote to make me go, slow down, stop, pause, turn, I want this person doing that. Thank you for my doctors, your medical doctors, your dentists. Thank God for your lawyers. Thank God for your coach. Thank God for your pastor. Thank God for all of them. But give me this guy right here. Number 19, please. He is what, y'all? So what? Spacious is he. So what? That everything of God finds what? Its proper place in him without what? You ain't got to use no crowbar in God to get what you need. God said everybody and everything for everybody has its proper place. What's for me is for me. What's for you is for you. I don't need to fight. I don't need to argue. I don't need to debate. I don't need to try to do something crooked. Because God says every one of us, what he has for you is in place and ain't nobody crowded to where I can't get mine and you can't get yours.
Get clear, let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused,
let's get focused.
Get moving, great expectations.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.